tonight was requested that the topic of public information and professional outreach be a focus of the call. And I'm the chair, the trustee chair, for PI and PO, the newly combined committee at World Service Business Conference. That just happened, although they met separately, but their work will be shared, shall we say. Their information will be shared among the whole group. So one of the reasons they were combined is because, for the most part, when you look at the function at the intergroup level, it's PICO. And I'm hearing, like Amy was talking about this, we have another person on the line from Snake River, I believe, who's the PIPO for Snake River. Tammy is taking that on in Tacoma for Pierce County Intergroup. A number of folks have indicated interest in this. Alana is interested in this, I know, from Alberta as well, of course. So there's just a lot of folks who said, what can we do? What's possible? And I wanted to reference a couple of things for you just as resources. I'm going to keep it short because I'd really rather you guys talk with one another about what things are going on for you or what questions you have. But I would reference that there is a PI resources listing. Is that all the resources on OA.org that relate to public information are being organized. There's going to be one piece of information that will get sent out to everybody on the Yahoo groups. You'll see it, which is where you can find things on OA.org. We have a lot of terrific resources on OA.org, but because of the way our search function doesn't really work too well, it's hard to find them. So the PI committee last year took it upon themselves to search the website and gather all the resources so that people would have a list in one place. In PO, it's not quite as easy. We didn't quite take that approach before, but there are ways to find resources that are specific to professional outreach on OA.org. The interesting thing is the most effective way to find resources on OA.org, guys, is actually to use a search engine such as Google and put in your question. Just always put Overeaters Anonymous in the question someplace, like professional outreach skit, Overeaters Anonymous, and you'll actually find it. So that's like the tip of the night, guys, is using a search engine. You can find things on OA.org. So there's a couple of, well, there's public professional outreach packets, there's public information carrying the message pocket card, you name it, there's a lot of information. I would be interested in just hearing what folks, there were three questions that we were going to use as our focus questions tonight. Let me bring those up. The questions are, and what I'd like to do is hear from each of you your answer to any one of these questions that you'd like to share on. And that is, what is one action you've taken to carry the message that's worked for you and that you felt good doing? Two, what opportunities do you see in your area for carrying the message? Or three, can you share your 30-second elevator pitch about OA? So those are the three focus questions for our discussion tonight. So what I'd like to do, I have more resources I can share, but I can also do that in a email that I'm going to be sending out and posting on Yahoo Groups. So I'd really rather hear from all of you and spend our time hearing from the group hearing from each other on these question areas. So you may unmute, and then when someone's unmuted, just wait for them to complete their share, and then the next person can come in. Who would like to start on any one of those questions?
Okay, this is Sharon from Snake River, Idaho. I'm relatively new, I am new to OA, and I'm also new to this committee, so sometimes I don't quite get it, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing, but I try. So what I have found for me would on actions, I mean, we've written to, ads in newspapers. I've written up a testimony kind of thing, you know, using my anonymity to one of the local spiritual guide papers and other things. And we also, one little local paper in our area has been very kind to do a rather large ad free for us every month, which is wonderful. But the thing that I find the most helpful is to be on the lookout for and be aware of those opportunities where you can share info about OA. And I carry a supply of the card that says OA, it works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure most of you are familiar with that. And I put the local contact number, and I also rewrite OA.org on it, so it's very noticeable. But there are opportunities that I think otherwise we would overlook. Recently I was at the doctor's, and I had lost a pound or two, and the person running me said, oh, boy. I said, well, I belong to OA, and it's really been very helpful. And she said, oh, I need something like that. And I said, well, here's the card. So to have it just ready to go, and, you know, I don't give it to somebody that hasn't mentioned something just because I think they ought to be in OA, you know. So I wait until there is that opportunity. And they happen all the time if you're looking for them.
Thank you. This is Linda, Snake River, let's see.
Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon. I think Sharon made two really good points. One was just taking advantage of local options, like the newspaper that runs free community ads, so they're in there monthly. And the other was a really big one is the doctor's office, because the doctor sees that how much better your health status is, and they know you, so that they are. It was interesting here, it was the person who was weighing the OA member who spoke up about it. And I love that here's the card. She has them on her, and so when the opportunity presented itself, someone actually inquired, she had a way to leave some information with that person. I really, really good, and the opportunities do come up. Very good.
Thank you.
That was an action you've taken that's worked for you, and I also like that you mentioned that it felt good, which I think that's the other thing. Giving it away does feel good.
Yes.
All right, anybody else on that question or opportunities in your area, which that was a newspaper ad, and then in ways to carry the message for OA?
This is Jan from Oregon Intergroup. Mm-hmm. I have my little elevator speech. I would say I have had food issues all of my life, and I found answers and recovery in Overeaters Anonymous.
By the way, guys, the history of the elevator pitch is that, for instance, when you're at World Service Business Conference, people start asking you in the elevator, what are all these people with the OA badges? What is OA? So the elevator pitch is that answer in the amount of time it takes to get from one floor to the next. So that what you heard from Jan is short, sweet, and to the point. Food issues all my life, and I found answers and recovery in OA. Thanks, Jan. Anyone else have something to share in terms of the local opportunities, actions that you've taken to carry the message, or want to stab at your elevator pitch?
Hi, it's Bev here.
Hi, Bev.
Hi, I'm in Northern Lights in Edmonton, Alberta, mm-hmm. and just came new to the chair position, but not new to program. And our public information lady has actually got connected with the Eating Disorder Support Network of Alberta. Mm-hmm. And we found with that connection, it's been able to kind of show what OA is about, you know, and being able to discuss OA at a professional outreach level.
So this is a way that they've organized community resources around eating disorders.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's something I know in Canada, there's a lot more in the organizing of community resources and nonprofit groups and that kind of thing. So it's an opportunity for Canadian intergroups to make sure that they're part of those networks that OA is part of those, like you said, professional networks so that clients and patients can be referred. Excellent.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. One thing that I've noticed in action I've taken to carry the message is step studies within our intergroups and even our local and Edmonton meetings. Step studies have been a huge way of connecting members, connecting and getting newcomers to stay in the rooms and strengthen our recovery through each other's experience, strength, and hope.
So it gives newcomers a track to follow and gets them more structured into OA so that there's
better retention.
Exactly.
Yeah, and like it gets them familiar with the literature as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And understanding when we're when we're sharing in a meeting, they're understanding and able to relate to, you know, our slogans and if we refer to the big book or the 12 and 12, they know what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Bev, because they get oriented, if you will, and start working the steps, which can't beat it.
You betcha.
Very good.
Yeah, so that's my share on this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bev. Both good ideas. Excellent. Anyone else want to share on that?
This is Joellen from Snake River.
Hi, Joellen.
One of the things my local group in Middleton decided to do, we haven't seen results yet, but we decided to send a letter to the 5 dietitians who are in our county, letting them know about OA, giving them our 2 co-leaders' phone numbers if they had any questions or they wanted to refer anyone to OA.
So it was very specific and personal, too. So it was a letter right to each one of them.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay. This is Terry in Central Oregon. One of our members noticed that the Grapevine is in our libraries. It's a magazine that's there all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so we have sent a request to our library to have Lifeline added to their magazine list.
Excellent. Since they can carry the Grapevine, which some of you may know is AA's magazine, we're asking if they can carry Lifeline too.
Now, we haven't heard back yet, but there's still a lot of faith in this one.
Real cool, Terry.
This is Alana, Southern Alberta Intergroup.
Hi,
and back when I was on public information, I went to the Calgary Counseling Center. I set up a talk, and there was a collection of, I think, 6 counselors, and I went and I just explained what OA was. And I'm somebody who, I really like efficiency. I want to get kind of the biggest bang for my buck. So I felt good about doing that because there was like 6 people that are going to be fanning out and talking to many, many, many other people. So it's just like, it's not just me carrying the message to one other person. It's me carrying the message to 6 people. And then those 6 people are going to carry it to all their clients with potential food issues, hopefully. And I sometimes wonder if it's effective because I don't know if I've ever met anybody that was referred by one of those counselors, but I guess that's kind of the outcome. It's not in my hands. The outcome of that is not in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing was speaking to we have a college here that had like a social work class, and I got in contact with one of the professors. And I spoke to a class of social work students, which was good. So, yeah, I don't know if anything came of it, but it felt good.
I think that one of the things that's raised by a couple of the speakers is an important point for us to consider. Number one, you don't know if it pays off right away. That's absolutely true. But the other is a basic tenet in marketing is tell them you're going to tell them you told them. So repetition, despite the fact that it gets challenging, is an important thing. So one of the things that's nice is when we can set up, like you said, bang for the buck, Alana, but then also a system where it repeats because there's new social work students each year, for instance. So kind of trying to pass the baton on that one so that someone from the intergroup is able to do that on an annual basis, let's say, if the school is willing, so that each new crop of social workers hears a little bit about the 12-step program of OA is another thing to keep in mind. So And that's true whether it's the, like the ad in the local paper that was mentioned earlier, is every month, because if someone sees it once, that's not likely to necessarily generate action, but seeing it regularly maybe will finally penetrate. So it is one of the challenges of both PI and PO is it's the ripple in the pond. We don't know where it goes. Our presumption is that it can go someplace good, but the other is that it requires repetition to really get through, shall we say. Good job.
Okay. Pat, this is Paul from Seattle again.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I wanted to say that the region brought to us the Sydney, Australia program of 12 days of OA sponsorship, and we're having quite a bit of success with newcomers with that. And I know that's not really public information, but it's kind of someone shows up, and maybe it goes to one meeting, but we're following up with them, and we're finding that more of them are staying.
Actually, Paul, you raise a really good point. If someone walks through the door of OA, that's a total success. Retention of a newcomer, though, takes effort. And to me, if they've already gotten to the door, that retention piece is critical because it's so difficult to just first get to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us could probably share our own how long it took us to walk through the door stories. So the 12 days of OA sponsorship is a real critical component, and I think someone else had shared earlier about the STEP study as an orientation for newcomers. It's so important for folks to feel not just belonging, but also understanding of what they're hearing and that kind of thing. So the 12 days is a way of helping them. My favorite is crack open the newcomer packet, you know, because how many packets go home and get thrown on the table and never looked at? So it's a great way to crack it open. Interestingly, Paul, I would share a story about that. 12 Days of OA is available on anyone who wants to download it. It's on our Yahoo groups because Nurturing Newcomers Project Team was trying to promote trying that out throughout Region 1. And we found out from the folks in Sydney that it was actually developed for two reasons: retention of newcomers, but also to encourage people who weren't currently sponsoring to kind of get a toe in the water with the initial starter sponsoring through the 12 days of OA. So it kind of does good in a lot of directions. So I'm glad to hear it's something that's working for you. But in particular, it's a great encouragement to people who are ready to sponsor but don't think they're ready to sponsor. It's a great way to dip a toe in. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Pat.
Anyone else want to share some opportunities in their local area that they've seen or ways that they've carried the message?
Hi there. It's Amy from Southern Alberta
Group. Hi, Amy.
I've had a couple of amazing, unique opportunities to spread the message recently. I, myself, am a new mom, and I've been joining all sorts of mom support groups on Facebook. And the moms ask all questions, everything from, why is my baby doing this, to whatever. But recently, I've noticed a lot of posts around the inability to stop eating, or I just can't stop eating. And I've taken the opportunity to privately message these people and share my recovery in OA, and have actually personally brought people that I don't know to meetings. And it's been a really amazing opportunity where these women have never heard about OA or food addiction in that way, and having somebody in their local community who has a little bit of recovery to help hold their hand in those beginning steps in coming to meetings and stuff like that.
Oh, Amy, that is so cool. I love the hold the hand idea. But the idea of the private messaging so that it is totally one-on-one and can totally be rejected with no harm, no foul, you know, in other words, so a person doesn't have to feel any kind of weird pressure, I think that is so sensitive, polite, and helpful. I love the approach. And it's the same bond, you know, our common bond. It resonates with people when it rings true for them. So it seems like a really, really neat way, a really neat opportunity that you've taken advantage of, because you're a new mom just like they are. And so there's that common bond, and then now perhaps you might share another with them. So very cool. And congratulations on your baby.
Thanks.
Anybody else want to share?
I'm Linda. Urban Insider Group.
Hi, Linda.
We're doing personal outreach, and we're doing professional outreach in our community. And one of the ladies has been sending out letters to doctors, and we seem to be getting some response from the mental health community. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that we could get in there. I have been in that community, and I know it's really important to have personal outreach. It's just so nice when somebody just comes up to you and has literature and has something nice to tell you that makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And lets you know what kind of help you can get. So that's what we're doing here on Bakers Island.
Excellent. Thank you, Linda. Was that Linda? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Good, good. Thank you, Linda. Katie, if you could jump in, you had a similar situation in your community that I thought might be worth sharing. You already did some research on this. Katie happens to be in the PI on the PO committee at World Service. I happen to know that one. When you went to the mental health, the community mental health providers in your town, didn't you? If you're still on the line, Katie? Katie might not be still on the line. I would speak for her behalf on this. Yeah, she came back from World Service, and one of the areas she had identified as an opportunity was that they had community mental health providers in her town. And so she went to them to see if they would be interested in resources on OA and found them very receptive. So just like Linda said, this is a group that is kind of motivated to want to have resources for their clients. If they see this a food issue with their clients, they know that OA is not to replace any kind of therapy that they're doing, just like we don't replace a medical doctor. We are a resource for them and their patients. It is a group that's often quite open to professional outreach from OA. Okay. All right. Anybody else want to jump in on opportunities in their area or personal experience of carrying the message when it's worked and when they felt they're good about doing it or their elevator pitch? Okay. If you will, guys, I wanted to give you all a chance to talk a little bit, and I have a little bit of content I could share. I don't want the call to go so long that it's onerous, but we seem to be okay on timing. What I'd like to do, if I could, is just share with you some of the variety of opportunities that came out in discussion for PO at World Service that kind of show the breadth and range of the things that might be possible. And I'll just highlight a couple, and then I'll turn it back over in case it generates an interest among or an idea for you. So one of the members of the committee, there was a joint diabetes education class that the doctors of the town sent their patients to jointly. In other words, it didn't matter who the physician was. It was one diabetes education class for all. So thought was, on the part of the members, they wanted to make sure that the diabetes educator was aware of OA as a resource for those patients. In another case, one of our members had connections with a large health insurance company, and she noticed that they sent out wellness letters to their customers, people who were enrolled with them. And so she was going to contact and see whether OA would be appropriate on some community resource list that they would want to send, especially since we are wide-ranging, as are their customers. That's a U.S. model. We also had a model in U.K. where the physicians get together for continuing education, and OA is a regular part of the presentation at one of their continuing education sessions held annually. Did someone just join us?
Oh, yes. It's Katie from Lake Country who disconnected you just when you asked that question of me. Told you it was my first time here. It took me 10 minutes to figure out how to unmute.
Shine there. I stole your thunder. I told your story because I thought you...
Thank you, Pat.
All righty. Well, we tried. Okay. And then there was
Can I say one other thing?
Sure.
Monday, I do have an appointment with the main bariatric surgeon here in town, and I'm going to sit down with him and talk about OA, and I'm killing two birds with one stone because I had to see him anyway to make an amends for something I said to him years ago. So I'm killing two birds with one stone here. So if I have to set up an appointment to see him, I might as well give him a good pitch.
I like your spirit, Katie. We're definitely a twofer there. Very good.
Thanks.
And one of the things that came out at the professional outreach discussions from our group, too, was with bariatric surgery, was that, and it really rings kind of effective for me, it's like, send us your failures, folks for whom this is not working. And it might be that the resource that OA represents could help them and their health. So there's really no axe to grind if a doctor sends you their failures because they're not working it. It's not working out for them. So, and, you know, ideally that's what they would like for their patients, is that it would work. So it's a pitch that I think could be something that they would be receptive to.
Right.
Some of the other examples from when we were talking at World Service, one of the, and this is a PI example really, one of the intergroups back east has a local college, and they've been invited in on the training for the RAs. These are the resident assistants who help in all the dorms, and the idea is to provide OA as a resource for the resident assistants because they're the ones who are really likely to see if a new student who's living on their own for the first time, or a young person in college living in the dorms, is running into problems with food, whether it's throwing up in the bathroom, whether it's anorexia, whether it's overeating. The RA is going to probably be seeing evidence of that. So having OA as a resource for them seems like a great way to connect with the college population for those of you who may have universities or colleges near you. Again, these are folks who are motivated to utilize resources because they see the problem and they'd like to have something they can offer. In Florida, there was the five intergroups that got together applied for professional trade shows funding from OA World Service. We have a designated fund for that, and they're putting together a booth for the statewide dietitian association. The woman who's doing that, her name is Kit, she put on the PO loop the information on how to find out where the dietitians meet in your own state. So it could be that they could be meeting near you. This is a group that very much would be interested in OA as a resource. So if we can let them know where we are and where our meetings are throughout the state, no matter where they are working, we are probably there. So I will include in my email after the phone call how you can access the PO and the PI information loop so you can see examples of projects that people have done around the world. Another one that's big is there's also on the PO loop is a PowerPoint presentation for medical students. This is done at the University of Medicine and Dentistry in New Jersey annually by the local intergroup there. And so they've developed a PowerPoint, so we have the whole PowerPoint available for you to adapt and adopt if you wanted to do nursing students, physicians, physical therapists, if you have a school of medicine or other health sciences schools in your area as well. As you can tell from that range, there's a million things we can do. I know many of you are on the call because you're brand new to PI and PO with your intergroup. Tammy is walking and talking. Actually, she's not talking much because she's walking, but if she would care to pull over on her walk and share, she has a project that I call the sweet little project that has to do with coffee beans, and I'd like her to share it with us if she feels she can pull over and talk. She might be walking too hard. I don't know. We'll see. Tammy, can you get on the line?
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Tammy. I love the coffee bean thing. Can you share it with us?
If I'm not huffing and puffing, but I've enjoyed walking and listening. Anyway, you know what? I actually called, and it's not called the coffee bean. It's called the coffee news. But it is a little one-page back-and-front trivia oh, just all kinds of little odd things that they put in restaurants for people to read before their order comes in. And around the edges, they have business card-sized advertising. And I just got a hold of the lady yesterday. Unfortunately, Pierce County, the only way area they have it in is Puyallup, but they have it in King County quite a bit. But the ads run about $30 a week, I think is what she told me. And it's a weekly publication. So I don't know if we can, you know, start out that big or not. So I was a little disappointed in that. Today, when I was on my lunch break, I started Googling bulletin boards that you're able to post to, you know, where the tear-off sheets and stuff are. And so Marlene, which is a health food store, they have a public bulletin board. Whole Foods has a public bulletin board. And so I found that kind of interesting that, you know, just small. I'm in the same boat that Amy is. We haven't had a PIPO committee for over 5 years. So what I'm trying to do is handpick members to be on the committee with me who are not the, you know, 8 or 10 that are always at intergroup. I'm trying to incorporate new people and get some new ideas and brainstorming. And so, yeah, walking through here, you know, and listening to everyone speak, it's just been absolutely phenomenal. My head's just going crazy right now. And because I'm not at home writing all this down, I'm like, oh, my God, at least Pat will be writing this down and I'll get the minutes and stuff. So I'm excited about that. So, I mean, that's about all I can offer. Like I said, King County has the thing. And if you Google the, I think it's called Northwest Coffee News. And I don't know how many, I think they said like 1,700 of these go out on a weekly basis to different restaurants. And I happened to be in Puyallup one day. We had ordered something to eat. And here's this little trivia thing. And you can play games and talk. And there's the ads, and it said, rent my space, and I was like all over it. But at this point, $30 a week for my intergroup is a little bit too expensive to put into a budget. So I talked to the man, he left me a message. I have not personally talked to him yet, but I'm going to see if I start throwing around the word nonprofit, if maybe they can cut me a break, because I feel like if they've got space available and they're not renting it out at all, maybe they can cut a nonprofit a break on it. But I thought I'd give that a try.
Thanks, Tammy.
Not a problem.
Just to share with everyone that the process that each of you has described, too, is and the creativity, the way I look at this is that grassroots is where it's at. In other words, we don't have big budgets. We can't necessarily, most intergroups can't afford the side of a bus, let's say, okay? But we have feet on the ground, okay? So, for example, something as simple as bulletin boards, if it's done consistently, begins to create a visible presence for our organization. Another example of something really simple is the idea of signage at our very meetings. Do we identify that an OA meeting has taken place so that people going by actually know that OA even exists and this is a location for it? So it's things like that. So what I'm saying is it doesn't all have to be, you know, Super Bowl ads, because we're probably not, you know, going to really ever afford a Super Bowl ad. But we sure have feet on the ground. And what Tammy was talking about, when you enlist beyond the normal service providers and instead carry the message to your meeting, that carry the message is what we do, you have the posters, for instance, which I think Paul had described them, the tear-off posters, for people to say, will you take one and will you put it up? And our only rule of thumb on that is that you always ask permission. We don't just put things up. Most places, like Fred Meyer, you just ask at the desk, may I put this up? They put a date on it, and up it goes. But the idea is it stays up for 30 days. So the idea, again, is you come back, and keep it going up. So those, do not think less. Do not belittle the little things, because they are mighty as they grow. And then the creative opportunities, like, again, the reason I loved the placemat one that Tammy referenced, was that she was just sitting in a restaurant and saw it. So the idea of having on one's thinking cap to see what the local opportunities are, how do people get information in your community? Another one Amy referenced, which was Facebook. She used private messaging as a way of being sensitive and being polite about making an offer of a resource, that kind of thing. So that's a very important part of what we do. Is another person referenced, I think it might have been Linda, that someone asked her and opened the conversation and said, oh, I need to lose weight. I wish I could figure out how to do that. Well, that person just gave you a polite opening for you to say, well, for me, like Jan's 30-second pitch, for me, I've struggled with food all my life, and OA has brought me peace around food, or whatever your pitch is. And then that person's ears go up. They go up because this is genuine between two people. So those opportunities exist. One of the things that is difficult is that cross-fertilization among a volunteer group, so many of us feel like we're trying to do this uphill battle alone. Well, like everything else in OA, you're not alone. And one of the things we'd like to do is make sure you have as much access to resources and support. In the past, for instance, Region 1 even had a professional outreach budget. We still do have a small budget. I'll make sure that news goes out so that all of you laboring in the vineyards of PIPO know that there's a little bit of resource to help you do something you'd like to do. So I'll put out information about that as well. But as you know, it's more than just the resource, it's the people. Our people are our best resource. And it's mobilizing people in a specific way over a time-bound kind of thing, like I'll post the Craigslist ad or whatever. It's that action taken one by one by our members that makes the difference. So anyone else have anything they'd like to share on this? Any ideas that they have been trying or thinking about? Okay. Well, guys, it's our hour phone call. You have been amazing. I wish that there was a better way for us to interact where it wasn't all us muted and then Pat going on and on and on. But I will send out notes on this meeting, and I'll try and connect with as many of the resources I referenced. They won't be perfect notes by any means, but it's a start. And I would like to encourage all of you to use the Region 1 Yahoo groups as a way of posting information on something you've done that you think other people might like, or asking a question as well on something you're thinking of doing in case anybody's had experience doing it and can offer you advice. So it's meant to be an information share that's, well, local. It's Region 1 local. I'd encourage that as well. For any questions or comments from our conversation tonight?
Yes, this is Sharon from Snake River. And, you know, I really appreciate this call. I didn't think I would, but I really did. And I have a lot of good ideas from this call. And so I just want to say thank you.
Well, I thank everybody. Everybody is more creative than they realize. And everyone has more. When you love OA, it's amazing what will present itself as an opportunity. But I particularly don't like that I don't have to do it alone. So I want to thank all of you. So with that, I'll try and do the best I can on notes, guys, and encourage you to write in as well as things come up, as ideas play out. And I really just encourage you to just keep throwing those pebbles in the pond because you never know where the ripples are going to go. And I congratulate you all on carrying the message. Well done.
Hi, Pat. It's Bev. Sorry for interrupting.
Not at all. Go, Bev.
I just wanted to ask, you said the call was recorded, so will that be on the Region 1 website then?
Well, actually, that was exactly why Beverly wanted to record it, is she thought that the resources and the information and the ideas might be of interest. So I think she's probably going to ask that it get put up on the website as a podcast, if that's that can be pretty helpful, I think. Do you agree?
Yes. Oh, excellent. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but my notes I know are going to be less than perfect, so it'll be nice to have a recording there.
I completely agree. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ev. All right, guys. Why don't we say the serenity prayer? If you want to unmute and make a cacophony of it, won't bother me a bit. So unmute yourselves and let's cacophony our serenity prayer. God,
grant me the serenity.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great meeting.
Thank you. Pat, thanks so much.